Hello, are you there? Well, we're here at Camp Elliott with Marines. Yeah.
Want the soap that's pure and gentle? Come on, come on, swing to Swan.
Lever Brothers, the makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, presents the Burns and Allen Show with Paul Whiteman. Our singer, Jimmy Cash. Yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the Six Hits and a Miss, and George Burns and Gracie Allen. Well, now let's look in and see what's doing at the Burns home.
Gracie.
In the living room, dear.
Gracie, what happened? I looked in the drawer and I haven't got a single clean shirt.
Oh, darling, I forgot to tell you. Our laundress quit. Oh, she wasn't a very good laundress anyway. Remember how she used to cut the tails off your shirts to make her work easier?
Yes, it's just as well she's gone.
Well, she's got a job over at Consolidated now, making airplanes.
Mm.
Oh, that reminds me. I better call Consolidated and warn them.
Why?
Airplanes have tails, too.
Well, Gracie, don't bother. Do you think that you could wash out a shirt for me?
Oh, well, I'd be glad to, Judge, but I'm expecting two of the girls from my club any minute.
Oh, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society.
Yes.
What are those hens going to cackle about today?
Well, George, that's no way to talk about your wife and your wife's friends.
Oh, I didn't mean you, dear.
Well, it's no way to talk about those other hens either.
Believe me, honey, washing a few shirts wouldn't hurt any of those dames.
But, George, we work hard. We have to in times like these. We even do jobs for each other if they're the same amount of work.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, for instance, Ruthie Palmtag and Clara Bagley have a deal. Ruthie mows Clara's lawn and Clara cuts Ruthie's hair.
Well, I guess that's even. They're both green.
Well,
you know,
the Beverly Hills Uplift Society is doing everything it can to help win the war. Hardly a week goes by that we don't send out a long list of helpful suggestions.
Suggestions? Well, who do you send them to?
General MacArthur.
Well, oh, fine. That's all we need.
Oh, yeah? Well, he wrote back and said if our ideas were used, the war would be over in 2 weeks.
Well, I'd rather take a little longer and win it. You see what I mean? Look. Why don't you girls do something constructive?
Well,
we do.
We save all our waste kitchen fat and take it to our butcher. The government uses it to make bombs and bullets.
Well, now you're doing something.
Why, Blanche Morton alone has turned in 11 pounds of fat this week.
Well, why? Well, why does she cook so much? There's the worst cook in the whole world. Her food is enough to kill you.
Well, that's the idea. She can't invite the whole German army to dinner, so she figures if her cooking doesn't get them one way, it'll get them another.
And, of course, we must drop a few of her biscuits on the Japs, too.
Yes.
Remind me to do that.
Oh, that must be the girls now. Hmm. Come in.
Hello, Gracie.
Hello, Clara. Ruthie, I was just telling George about the deal you two had, where you mow Clara's lawn and she cuts your hair.
What do you think of it, Mr. Burns?
Well, it's very interesting, only it looks like the wrong one is using the lawnmower. Well, excuse me, girls. I've got to go and wash a shirt. I'll be in the kitchen, dear.
Oh, all right.
Honestly, Gracie, sometimes I wonder why you married that man.
Oh, it was love. I didn't have much choice.
Well, obviously not.
Well, look, Gracie, what we came to talk to you about, we want to help the war workers. Now, there are lots of mothers who have babies in defense class.
My goodness, the hospitals must be crowded.
No, Gracie. Now, you see, while these mothers are working, they need someone to take care of the children. Can we count on you to help?
Oh, yes, I love babies. I practically raised my little nephew, John Kachu Allen.
The child's name was John Kachu Allen?
Yes, the minister who christened him had a very bad cold.
But, Gracie, the child we're leaving with you isn't exactly...
Oh, I adore babies. I still have little Johnny's first pair of shoes. Well,